Welcome.
What did we just hit, Manny?
We hit 100,000 subscribers. You guys, thank you so much for hitting us 100,000 subscribers.
Honestly, we couldn't do it without you.
It's your favorite podcast.
Each and every 100,000 of y'all that subscribes, we couldn't do it without you.
We just want to say thank you because like that's really, oh my God, dude, we have to like apply for the thing to get the plaque.
Yeah.
We can put the plaque on one of our things.
The plaque's going up, honey.
You guys, by the way, we have some shelves. Okay. I feel like we're kind of building out the little area.
It only
like
what took us 30 episodes to get shelves in, you know, it's starting to look really homey and beautiful in here. Sorry if you're a listener. If you're a listener, pop over to YouTube and check out our set and let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know what you guys think. I think it's cute. We're like adding different things. Like obviously on my side, I have like a moon, a little anime monito. I got in my Aries book.
I have Kim's selfish book. I have candles and
Laura's is very vibey.
Mine's not done though, neither is yours. This is our first day. We just
work
brought
in progress.
Yes, we're gonna order a couple other cute little knickknacks for the shelves. Monitos.
Oh, I mean monitos is like little like toys, like little monitos is like little dollies. Monito, like I feel like I use monitos like for everything. Yeah. I use it for like everything. It's like just like little this dollies. Like little monito. So today's episode, you guys. It's rapid fire.
Oh, we love and a rapid like fire. And it's
like my episode is like when we do rapid fires and we just talk about different things. We have a couple things because I feel like even though it's kind of like dead in the water, the Will Smith slap thing, I feel like we actually keep seeing more and more and more like repercussions
it's
coming
like
of it.
The story's unfolding.
It never ends.
So it's like, it's kind of nice that we had some time to talk about it because the story just keeps unfolding.
It keeps
we
have going.
More information.
And like hearing more about like the Academy and all this kind of stuff and like the investigation that's going to open and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, I feel like this would actually be something relevant to talk about because there's more and more and more. And if you guys are interested in hearing like the full thing, we have more info. Plus, you know, K&T got married. Like China can't. We're going to talk about a lot of things.
We
got
a lot today.
We have a lot.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
But first, the peak in the pit of the week.
The peak in the pit of the week. We're peeking.
And we're pitting.
We're peeking and we're pitting. Peek and pit.
We'll
start with our peaks, of course.
Let's start with our peaks, Manny. I'm going to go ahead and get you started.
What's going on?
What's going on? So
my peak, I would say my peak for sure was going to Cabo. I went to Cabo with my family this last week, and it was my mom had just, she just turned 50. Which
big
is like
birthday.
A huge birthday. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm going to splurge
Your
on
mom
this
looks
trip.
Like she just turned 40, maybe 38. Maybe 35. I don't know.
She's going to be listening to this and she's going to scream.
She really does.
Because she literally listens to like all the pods until I tell her, I'm like, you can't listen to this episode because I got dirty in it. And she won't listen to it because she'll respect it because she doesn't want to hear me saying stupid shit either.
Yeah.
So we went out there. I literally brought my mom, my dad, my brothers all out there, all five of us. And we end up getting like a little house.
So funny. I had a family of five growing up too.
I know.
Isn't that odd? We were both families of five.
Wouldn't that be crazy if you were the first and I was also the first?
I know. But we're the opposite.
I was the baby.
I was the youngest and he's the oldest.
It's so crazy how that happened. Because I usually feel like usually the first child is very driven and very intense. Because they are brought up like a certain way to be like, okay, you have to take care of your siblings.
Yeah.
And you have to be a good example. And it's almost like this like first child trauma.
I don't think my brother was brought up that way. My brother's the oldest.
Yeah.
I just don't think he was.
It's not the same. It's not the same thing. I think that's about being a Latino.
I was growing up a very relaxed. I don't know.
Oh, that's so true. I feel like
that's an appropriate word to use. Very relaxed. It was in a relaxed environment. Vibes. Where there were no...
like big rules.
No big rules happening. Mm-mm. Just like survive, man.
Baby, just make it happen.
Make it happen. Survive.
Good luck.
Survival technique. Yeah. Yes.
It's survival of the fittest.
Yes, but... sorry, Cabo.
No, yeah. So I went to Cabo and we ended up staying at the Waldorf Astoria and it was so beautiful. It was a pretty penny.
Girl.
I was kind of shooky to my core with how much I ended up spending. But I always say, like, I always like tell Lauren Tire too, I'm like, I feel like for me, I'm not really like a monetary person when it comes to like buying like nice things. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, well, like I'll just get myself from like Zara, ASOS.
Yeah,
you know, H&M, Target, don't really care. I'm not really trying to design it out, but I will pay for like experiences and I'll pay for comfort. I always upgrade myself to be like more comfortable in a situation because I don't like to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, like that's something I will splurge on. So I was like, this is like, my parents are moving back to San Diego.
Ugh.
My brother's moving back to San Diego. And I'm like, this could be like one of our last trips for a little while. So I was like, I'm going to splurge on this trip. And we ended up having the most amazing time.
It looks so beautiful. It was like unreal. Your stories looked amazing.
Insane. It was so insane. So I loved it. And I really just appreciated that we were able to have that. Cause I feel like not all families are super close.
What was your favorite thing you guys did there?
I feel like it was like the dinners.
Yeah.
Technically my favorite day, what we did was we literally just kind of laid out by the pool. Cause you know,
Those are always the best days.
I love to literally just like kind of chill and like not do anything.
Yeah.
And like, kind of see like the beach and go by the sand and like lay by the pool and have a little umbrella and drink pina coladas. Virgin.
So cute.
Piñadas. Piñadas. And I
meanwhile,
like
I'm blacking out.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Her top's off, titties out.
Woo!
With tassels like this. But no, I had a lot of fun.
That's amazing.
What about you? What was your peak?
Me and Ty did like an impromptu. Sometimes, well, you know, me and him love to do like an impromptu, just drive off into the sunset and get away.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like Thursday afternoon late and he's like, let's go somewhere tomorrow. I'm like, all right, where you want to go? We love Laguna Beach. It's like an hour, depending on which way you go there from LA. It's like an hour to an hour and a half away, I'd say.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So we stayed at the Ritz-Carlton there one night.
Ooh, nice. Uh-huh.
Literally one night. And I like doing trips like this and having zero plans. Like, we don't ever book things.
You don't plan
to
it
do.
Out.
No,
it's
we
fun.
Don't plan it out. We don't like planning out any of our trips, really.
I know. I'm the same way. I don't like planning it at all.
I don't
all.
Like planning it out because the thing is, we always find that we have so much more fun going with the flow.
I agree completely.
And, like for instance, we were like in Laguna and we like stopped by the beach and we got a yummy breakfast and then we went on a long walk on the beach and then we were walking down the street and we ran into this moped shop and we're like, oh, let's rent a moped and drive it through Laguna, which we did, which was effing hilarious. If you could,
I love that.
Literally, when I tell you the thing squeaked, so
it's Dumb and Dumber. It's literally Dumb and Dumber.
Just envision when Harry and Lloyd sold their van for the tiny moped and to get to Aspen. So that was me and Ty. The helmets,
like this,
the outfits, and the thing the whole time is like. We looked so stupid and it was so slow. So you like drive it on the main roads and we were like going like
10 miles.
Yeah, 10 miles per hour squeaking down the roads. I was crying laughing.
That's so funny though. I love that. That's like those are like the funnest moments. Like,
absolutely.
Those are like the best times.
Absolutely. We were like, we have to take a picture and remember this. So we took some pictures. It was so funny.
I love that. Okay, give me your pit and I'll finish off with my pit after.
Also, this is Manny's birthday episode just because we didn't get to do that. Yesterday was his birthday.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. Yeah, yesterday was my birthday.
The 4th of April was Manny's birthday and we celebrated yesterday. So that's my peak too. We went to dinner.
It was really fun. I love that.
It
as
was
well.
So fun. The best company
chill.
We had.
Yeah, it was literally me, you,
Daniel,
Gabriel, and Tyler. Super, I'm not like, so with me, I'm not a big birthday person.
He's not.
I think like growing, okay, so I feel like I try to always like analyze why.
Why?
And I fear like this disappointment.
Why?
I fear like getting disappointed, not disappointing people. Oh. I fear getting disappointed. Where if I have expectations of something,
yeah,
and I'll get disappointed and it like hurts. Obviously, disappointment, no one likes to feel disappointed. So before I even feel like I can get disappointed, I'll be like, okay, I'm not going to celebrate anything so that I don't have to worry about people not showing up to celebrate
me. It'd be disappointed.
And I think that's like part of why I'm like that.
It's a safety net.
It's like a safety net. And I did it, like, I've done it my entire life because I've always been like, obviously I've always kind of been like not as like close to like with guy friends and being closeted. And I was always so scared of being a disappointment because I was in the closet. And so I would just like, I have this safety net of like feeling like if I'm perfect at everything, if I don't like do too much of this, this, and this, like, it's almost like, okay, Yeah. Like, I'll be okay. Like, even if they find out I'm gay, you know, things right. like that. So right. I feel like that's like this weird thing in the back of my head that I just like won't disappoint myself. Yeah. And so that's why I'll rely on like my closest friends to be like, hey, let's have dinner. Cause I know that they won't like disappoint me.
I feel like I definitely, as a human, mm-hmm. have like tampered with some of that. Yeah. Like not wanting to do something for fear of flopping or yeah. being a disappointment or disappointing people, whatever, mm-hmm. or being disappointed. And it's a sucky feeling.
It sucks. It is. It's just like a shitty feeling.
I remember one time I threw you a surprise birthday party, and when the door opened, I literally thought he was going to pass out.
Almost fainted.
He almost passed out.
Almost fainted fully.
I won't do it again, but I was like, let me throw Manny a surprise birthday at my house. His family was there. All of his, a lot of you fucking guys, people were there.
I almost literally passed away.
It was a party. And dude, when the door opened, he turned white, whiter than he is.
And I'm already, I have vitiligo, for goodness sakes. And I'm already pale as they come. Poof.
And I was like, are you okay?
Are you well?
It
are
was
you
like
good?
So many people like, surprise!
I was like,
yeah, he literally.
My eye inverted twitched. Inside and it went upward.
He was not that he wasn't happy, he was shocked.
I was happy. I was just really, really shocked and surprised. I don't like to be like,
surprise.
I don't like to have parties. Like, that's like my one thing. I get overwhelmed with trying to get to every like person.
Yeah.
And I get like nervous that like yeah. people aren't having fun.
It's a lot.
You know what I mean? It's a lot. I don't know. I'm weird with that. But yeah. That was really fun though. Celebrating last night, I had the most amazing time.
We ate at this restaurant.
Baby, tell them, girl, this is your pit. This is my pit. This is your pit.
This has never really happened to me.
It's honestly
before.
Never happened to me either. And I was actually really shocked today, more so than last night.
Right? Okay. So last night, one, we ate at Laurel Hardware, which is a really gorgeous restaurant in West Hollywood. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily going to recommend go there, but hey, listen.
I mean, now.
Also, I mean, listen, I'm always have a lot of leniency with waiters because I always feel bad for them in some way. But I feel like she didn't listen to anything.
Well, I completely agree. The thing is, it's so busy in there.
Yeah.
And I think that she was like in the weeds a little bit.
Ow.
Oh my God, not the first hit. First hit of the fucking, the first shelf hit.
Guys, we have to get used to the shelves.
Oh my God, you almost have to maybe even put your chair, your like this even more. Like,
yeah.
Tilted.
I'll rearrange.
We'll figure it out. But I think that she was in the weeds because it was so busy in
yeah.
there that I'm like.
That's why I always like.
Makes it harder.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, they like set down this mini skillet with potatoes in it, right in between me and Manny, and
the food runner did. It wasn't even the waiter. It was like the food runner that did.
Yeah,
that.
They set mm-hmm. it down, and I assume it's hot because it's a skillet.
Uh-huh.
And so my hand accidentally taps it really lightly, and I was like, "Ow!" Like I was like, "God dang, that was hot." And my hand would not stop burning. Like, I was like, God dang, that hurt. Like, I was like, ow, ow, ow. Like, I was hurting for mm-hmm. like 45 minutes after. So I'm like, okay, I really burned myself because then I had a huge welt, mm-hmm. which I'm like, okay, my elbow lightly taps it. And at that point, May's like, I'm moving the skillet. Like,
I literally had to put it
in,
like, the center
on?
Of the table. It was like actually crazy. Laura got so red. It got so welted. Even today, the fact that I'm seeing it, it's literally burnt. Like, Laura, put it up to your hand.
This.
People can, like, if we have a little zoom in on the camera, it literally is like completely burned. And that's like an inch burn.
It looks like a curling iron.
Yes. Like, it was that hot. The thing is, the difference would have been if they were to say, hey, watch out, this is hot. They never fucking said that. So I think it's just really, it's not good. Like, you can't do that. You need to tell them.
I'm just like, okay, I assume it's hot because it's a little skillet. So I assume it's hot. I don't think at any restaurant they should ever be setting things down on tables that are so hot that if I literally graze it for a split second, I'm blistered right here.
But you have two blisters.
Yeah,
you're
and I'm talking
blistered.
About I didn't smash my hand on it. I didn't pick it up. I'm talking about it was like a grazing of it to burn me that badly. I just don't see why that's necessary, one, for
it
the food to be that hot.
It doesn't need to be that hot.
Like, oh my God, keep it in the kitchen
it just
for a minute.
It just didn't make sense because I literally was like really shocked. When you're like, oh my God, and when you bring it up the second time, I was like, oh shit, like, that was literally like 5 minutes later and it still burnt you that bad.
It was.
I'm like, imagine how hot it really was.
Oh, no.
And they didn't even say like, hey, be careful, it's hot. Like, maybe put it on the side.
Dude.
It was just like put right between us as if we were talking and boom.
I'm
and you're
like,
burned.
Dude, y'all, that's crazy. That's a liability they're waiting
that
on.
That really is a liability. Like, you can't, like, put that hot of things without a warning on it. And it wasn't sizzling, so it's not like you have that, like, extra thing of, like, oh, shit. It's like, you know fajitas?
You know whenever they bring out fajitas?
It's like,
exactly.
You're like, baby.
It's, like, hot, but, like,
No, but see, the thing is with fajitas, a lot of times they'll wrap it in wood.
Yeah, they do. You're right. They have the skillet in the middle, and
there's like literally like 2 inches of wood around.
And they always put the thing on the handle.
Yes.
Or the little mitten on the handle.
So it's like to make sure that you know, like, hey, it's like fucking on fire. You know when they're
like hot plate, and you're like, okay, it's hot. It'd be uncomfortable to touch. It's not going to be a third degree burn.
That's what you got.
Yeah.
You literally were burned, and you have scars.
That's the thing. I would say that's the pit. I don't love scars. I don't really know a lot of people that love scars.
I can't think of one.
And I know I'm about to currently have a really big one across my hand now.
As long as you moisturize it and put SPF, you'll be fine.
I coated it in SPF today. Yeah,
exactly. Like, so you'll be totally okay, but that's fucking annoying.
It's fucking annoying. That's, I guess, my pit.
That's definitely a pit. If there's a pit to be had.
It's fucking annoying.
It's fucking annoying. Well, should we do a break before we go to my pit?
We're going to do
a break. Let's do a break before I get in my pit, and then we'll go into my doozy. Ooh.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one, and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I'm absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
We're back.
And the browser failed.
And we want to hear Manny's pit.
Okay, guys. So my pit.
Story time.
It's more of a story time than even just a pit would be. So obviously I went to Cabo. Mm-hmm. And my mom's one thing in Cabo, she was like, all I want to do is do horseback riding on the beach.
Romance.
And I'm not a horseback person. Yeah. I'm not a riding animal person, really. I'm not like a horse person. I don't like to, I know you don't like to do that. I don't really like to do that either. One, I just like feel bad in a way. And two, I'm scared. Like, I don't want to, like, I don't have control of this animal, right? So, like, I literally just, like, okay, like, I really don't want to. But that was, like, my mom's one thing. So, I'm, like, okay, I'm going to, like, not be a fucking bitch. And I'm going to go and we'll go ahead and ride the horse because, like, that's my mom's, like, one wish to do in Cabo. And we're all there together as a family. And my dad and my brother had gotten the razor. Like, they wanted to do, like, the razor riding, which is, like, goes, like, 70 miles an hour. I'm, like, I would rather do the little horse on the beach walk slowly than do a 70-mile
razor
in the dust and the mud. That just like wasn't my vibe, you know?
So was it just you and your mom doing
horses? It was me,
horses?
My mom, and Aaron.
You or your mom and Aaron?
Me, my mom, and Aaron. And then Nick and my dad end up doing the razor thing, like the mud thing. I was like, no, I don't want to do that. And I don't want to leave my mom like to not do it. Like, I was like, I want to go with you. It's your birthday. So went over, we did it. So we go on it, and the ranch that we go to, it's actually like really cool because it's like a full ranch, but it's like open.
Wow.
Like the horses are only in the stalls when they're going to do a ride, and like they actually are free roaming.
That's cool.
So they have the free roaming on all of the ranch. So I was like, oh my God, like this like makes me feel like good. Like mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, like this is not like anything crazy. All the horses are rescued, like all this kind of stuff, like the rescue from like the factories, like the glue factories. So I was like, okay, this makes me feel like not bad about it. Go on it, find a horse. I'm like, get me the most kind horse you can possibly fucking find.
The kindest soul. The
kindest, chillest horse you can possibly find. Please get me that horse. So get the horse. His name's Philemon.
Philemon.
Philemon. Uh-huh. So we go on it. My horse is glacially slow. So my it's like the rider in the front, my mom and my brother, and then I'm like always 20 to 30 feet back.
Dang.
Because he's just like a slow walker.
They're like, all right.
He's just a slow walker. He likes to stop and kind of graze for food. And I'd be like, come on, Philemon, go, go. And I like wiggle my body to get him to go forward like this.
Like, no.
And he literally just like, da-de-da. And so of course like my hair, like I'm not like buckled in, I have like the reins barely on it because I also like get scared. I'm like, I don't want to hurt the horse in any way, shape or form. So my reins, like I don't have it, like I'm not pulling the reins, I'm literally just like this,
yeah,
like grasping on with like a little whittle of my finger, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we're like kind of, and we, so I didn't realize that we were gonna go through like a treacherous terrain. Mm-hmm. On the horse, like we're kind of like going through like mountainous, like a hike.
Oh, interesting.
But on a horse. So we were not expecting to do that before we got onto the beach. My mom had no idea. We were both were like, what's going on? Because it literally was like scary. Like there's a point where like the horse is going almost straight down completely.
Oh, God.
And I'm literally leaning so far back, I'm almost on its ass.
Wow.
Because we're so far back. And he's like, don't forget to lean back so that your horse doesn't fall or you don't fall off. And I'm like, okay, like you could have told us that this is like an intermediate ride. Like it's, I'm like a beginner. I've literally rode a horse maybe 3 times my whole life.
I've never ridden a horse.
Like it's just, it's not a thing I've ever like really do.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, like I just, you know, it like freaks me out. So I'm like, okay, but he was so calm. The horse was very calm. So I felt like fine because he was super slow, super calm. We finally get into the beach and it's a very like, very scenic, beautiful thing. I'm like, okay, this is perfect. It's literally just white powder sand. It's just us four and the guy in the front, my mom, my brother, and me, obviously like 20, 30 feet back. Mm-hmm. And so I'll kind of like go for me and go. And then when he would go, it would like kind of like trot forward.
Okay.
Very like slowly, just like a little like, but I would bounce because it was like faster than a slow as fuck walk, essentially.
Right.
So it's like a little bit forward. So the dude at the front, he's like, he does like some type of like sound to get the horses to like go faster.
Okay.
So he's like, okay, so I get the horses to go quicker. Does this little click. It like suddenly becomes like a brisk like jog.
Oh God.
And I was like, oh shit, like we're like in a jog. I wasn't ready because I didn't have my helmet on. Like I wasn't prepared for any of this, right? Because my helmet wasn't like buckled in. I had like the reins barely, like I barely was touching them. So then, this is like where the problem comes in.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so my horse, this is my pit. So my horse suddenly thought it was fucking Spirit, like Wild Stallion.
No.
Laura, my horse fucking took the fuck off.
No.
I'm talking like 45 miles an hour.
I would love to pay to see.
Oh, I know you would. I know you absolutely would.
Anything to see.
It's so fun. Like, honestly, it's so fucking funny now.
Until you're on the horse.
But you guys, I'm not kidding. Like, even now, thinking about it, like, I get like shaky. Like, I was literally, I literally never screamed. No, I fucking freaked the fuck out.
Were you just holding on?
So I was. So what I did is, like, I ended up like standing, like, low key on the, like, thing. I'm like, I hoist myself. My helmet flies back immediately because it went so quickly. Helmet flies off. The reins completely come out of my hands. It's towards the front of the horse. The horse starts galloping.
Uh-uh.
Goes past my brother, past my mom, past his trainer. And they're like, grab the reins, grab the reins, grab the reins. And I honestly blacked out. Like, I don't even remember what happened. Apparently, when I ran by, I was actually hanging on the side. Bro, I dead ass was on the side of the horse.
Manny.
Holding on. Like,
Indiana
my brother.
Jones.
I was literally Indiana Jonesing it. I was on the horse on the half of it, barely holding on. And I finally, like, somehow grabbed the reins and pulled back. And he finally, like, kind of, he stopped. He pulls back fully, stops. My brother and my mom are like, holy fuck, holy fuck. The trainer's like, stop him, stop him, stop him. Cause I'm literally like, I'm pale. I'm completely pale. I'm like ghostly. 60 feet back is my helmet in the sand, buried.
No.
And I'm literally like, what just happened? Like, I literally didn't, you know, I almost, you guys, I'm not kidding you. I've never been more scared of like a situation in my entire life that I was not getting control of with like an animal.
Oh, animals are so unpredictable.
Like, I literally, like, it took off so fast and it like, happened in a blink of a second, but it was like fucking boom, 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 boom.
I'm scared.
Like, it scared the living fucking hell out of me.
Oh, I bet it did.
After that, I was like so shaken up.
Will you ever ride a horse again?
Probably not. I honestly, I'm about 99% sure I will never. Even like, it's so funny, I'm doing the benefit brow search.
Uh-huh.
And like their thing is like, okay, horseback riding and hike. And I'm like, I'm not horseback riding. I'm not horseback riding. I'm literally never gonna do it again.
Are you gonna do a hike?
Yes, I would rather fucking, I don't even like to hike and I would rather hike than do a horse.
That's what I was like, are you gonna hike?
Oh, okay, so Manny's serious about the horse because yeah. I don't like to hike either. So like we finally get it and I'm laughing because I'm like trying to stop myself from crying because I was to the point where like I was at like the peak of my emotion where I was like, I could either laugh right now or I can literally start bawling crying because I was so utterly scared. I've never been more scared like in my life with that kind of situation.
Oh my gosh.
And so like we're all kind of giggling about it. I'm like, huh. And so the reins are like fully in my hand now. I'm buckled in. Like I'm like, we didn't have that much longer to go
because okay.
It's like we're like the beach way back was like the fast way. So we're like, okay, cool. It's almost done. We're almost over. It's not done there yet. The gag is it's not even done. So we finally kind of get in. And when we get in to like the place, like where we're going to go and like put the horses back, at this point, all the horses are like around. They're not like roaming. They're kind of like huddled in.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're maybe like 20 feet from like us going back. So we're all kind of like, okay, I'm like not shaking as much. My mom is like, okay, chilling. We're all kind of chilling. One of the horses, the wild horses, runs up on us, like runs up fully on us.
Why?
Because it got spooked.
Oh.
That horse got spooked our horses.
Oh God.
My mom's horse fucking took off and she wasn't like, she didn't have the reins in her hands. She, luckily she still buckled in and like everything was like situated, but her fucking horse took off. My fucking horse took off.
No.
Again, second time. But luckily I had the reins in my hand. Like I was like
so
more prepared. Aaron's didn't.
His
was more calm and it like wasn't as freaked out. Mine, so but the thing is with me, mine took off, but I was so freaked out by my mom's horse because my mom, I'm like, my mom, like you're 50, like
yeah,
it can't like just go off. My mom, she's like, whoa, takes off. She almost gets launched into the cactus.
No,
into a bed of cactuses. She almost gets launched
what
in there.
What is going on?
And so we literally are like, what the fuck? And it's like, we just have the one guy, like that's like our guide or whatever. And so my mom luckily like pulls her horse back, gets it under control. Apparently, like, mine was like going crazy too, but I didn't realize it was going crazy because I was so focused on my mom's horse.
Yeah.
Mine went crazy too, but apparently because I had the reins, I was like fine or whatever. We finally get down. All the horses come in and it's like us getting off of it. And like, imagine like 40 horses around you. And like, they're all kind of like looking at you and like one got spooked, one's running around, all this stuff. It's a very intimidating atmosphere, I'm not gonna lie.
Because
I was already so scared of what just happened. So I'm like, I'm around 40 horses. It's me, Nick, and my mom, or me, Aaron, and my mom. And it's just one trainer with all the horses around you.
Yeah.
And so luckily there was a car right there and I was like, okay, help me get off this horse. And now I'm like, kind of like, okay, like let's go, like let's wrap it up. I'm starting to get like pissed off because I'm like getting scared.
Yeah, you're wanting to get out of
there. Like I'm like already like very pent up. I'm like, oh my god, I'm like freaking out. So I'm like, okay, like let's get me down. Like I'm good, thank you. My mom gets down, I get down.
You're like, I finally go in the car.
I finally like get in the truck and I'm just like really like shake. I'm like this, like I'm literally like a leaf shaking because I was so freaked out. And so my mom gets in the car and my brother gets into the car and she's like, that was the scariest thing I've ever experienced. And I was like, I was like, exactly. I'm like, she's like, that was really scary.
She's
and I'm
like never yeah. again.
No, she would still ride a horse again. My mom has like a passion for horses. Like she like has had horses.
She loves them.
So she loves them. Like she loves riding. And she's like, I just would have been more prepared because she was like, we're about to get docked. Like I would never think that I was going to take off
That's
right in that moment.
So crazy.
The dude and the driver had like watched the whole thing that just happened at the thing. And he was like, are you okay? To me. When I was like, yeah, like I'm okay. And he was like, I thought like you were a goner. I thought you were gonna fall off and you're gonna get trampled.
Oh.
I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, your horse, like it was spinning in circles. Oh. And you almost got bucked off. And I was like, are you serious? I had no idea that even happened because I was so focused on my mom's horse and her, because I'm the type of person where I'm like, oh my God, are you okay? Like I'll like try to drown to help my mom up. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
And that's happened for literally.
You guys had to stop doing excursions.
I told my mom, I'm not kidding you, I was like, when it's me, Aaron, and you, because that happened with Aaron as well, I was like, I'll never do something with you two again.
You're done.
I need Dad and Nick with us at all
you're
times because we're cursed.
Yeah, you're
us
done.
Us three together is cursed. So he was like, yeah, I thought you were going to fall off and I thought it was going to be like a really bad thing. And I was like, oh, I didn't even realize my horse was trying to buck me off because I was so focused on my mom's horse and her being okay. But luckily I had the reins in. I guess like I just like handled it.
Yeah.
But he was like, I thought you were gone. I thought you were falling off.
Wow, trauma.
So that was like my traumatizing like horse
That's
moment.
That's a pit.
On my pet.
That is a real pit.
I couldn't believe that even happened to me. Like, yeah. I really couldn't. I've never been in a situation like that where it's like every time I've done a horse thing,
yeah.
It's been so chill. The horse is just literally like, just the most like chill ass little walk for an hour. Like,
right.
I'm like, okay, cool. This is fine.
It turned crazy.
It turned so wild.
Crazy.
And I'm like, I'll never
do it.
Probably ride a horse ever again.
No.
That traumatized me. Like, I genuinely, like, even now thinking about it, like, my body is, like it's getting nervous. Like, yeah. My body is, gets in, like, this weird.
I would be scared, too.
This shape. I'm getting
animals,
the shakes.
I mean, well, one, animals are unpredictable, mm-hmm. and horses are such big creatures. They're scary so in itself. People get hurt all the time on horses, so.
So, I'm like, I'll never ride horse again. And so, that was my pit wow. because I almost, like, completely ate shit. The thing is, if I would have actually fallen off the first time when I was running and I was sideways, I would have gotten really, really, really hurt.
Yeah.
Luckily, I would have fallen on sand.
Yeah, that would have been better.
So, it would have been softer. So, it would have been better. But the thing is, like, realistically, maybe if I fall, I'm rolling.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really, like, I'm breaking bones.
Yeah.
100%.
Dang.
So, yeah.
No more horseback riding for Manny.
No more horseback riding for me. I'll never ride a horse again. Thank wow. you.
Well. Mm-hmm.
Another one, thank you.
Another one, thank
another
you.
Another one, thank you.
That's a beyond what's
isn't
going
that crazy?
On.
I didn't so tell Laura because I wanted to tell her on the pod.
That's so crazy.
I was like, that's what happened. And it was just like an excursion that just went
Manny
awry.
Manny texted me and he said, we just had like a crazy experience. Uh-huh. Gotta tell ya mm-hmm. when we get back. I'm like, what? And he's like, not kidding. Like,
no, I was
not
like, I'm,
good.
I was like, I'm,
like,
I was like, I'm being very serious.
Not a very good situation.
No, like literally, I honestly... That whole day, I didn't sleep till like maybe like 4 in the morning that night.
It shook you up.
My whole body was like in this weird state. Like
it was
I couldn't
like
fall asleep.
The adrenaline probably still had you going from it, having to like.
From both experiences. From both it wasn't the, just the one, mm-hmm. it was like the second one too. It was yeah. two in one ride.
It's probably your adrenaline just kept pumping.
It just wouldn't stop. Yeah. And I couldn't fall asleep till like 4 in the morning.
Oh my God.
So I'll never ride a horse again.
You paid all that money to have trauma.
Uh-huh, for trauma.
Great. Uh-huh.
I'm a beginner. I'm not an intermediate advanced rider.
You're like a newbie.
I'm a newbie. Like, please don't take me on these crazy excursions.
Terrains and excursions.
The terrains.
Your next excursion is flower picking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
That's all I want to do. Can okay. I just do archery?
Archery. No.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that could be crazy
no!
too. The thing is, I think archery is cool.
Of course it's cool, but you just... These
give me,
excursions
give me a beanbag
seem
thing
normal
that you throw into a thing.
Until
cornhole.
You get into it.
I know, it's me. It's mine the issue. I'm the problem. Am I the villain?
You're the villain.
I don't think I'm the villain.
No, you're not the villain.
No, literally, I want to do like
the
cornhole.
The horse. Yeah, cornhole's his next.
I need like the most mundane ass fucking shit, like chill things.
Yeah. I feel that.
Even now I'm talking about it, I'm like, gives me the jitters.
Okay, well, let's change the subject and
or
talk
is it the caffeine?
About
or is it
Will
the energy
Smith.
Drink?
I'm done with you. It's the water.
I'm also drinking this. Maybe I shouldn't be.
Let's jump into the Will Smith.
Let's jump.
Oh, I didn't see you were drinking that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So for okay, the two people left mm-hmm. on planet Earth that don't know, Will Smith, us. Chris Rock made an inappropriate, insensitive joke at the Oscars about Jada Pinkett Smith
mm-hmm.
and her shaved head.
Right.
And the joke was, you know, when's the next G.I. Jane 2 coming out?
Yes, exactly, because she's bald.
She rolled her eyes, wasn't happy about it, mm-hmm. and he said, oh, come on, Jada, that wasn't a bad one. Will laughed at it, thought it was funny, mm-hmm. looked over at Jada, saw his wife was annoyed.
Distraught.
Blacked out in rage.
Literally, that's a blackout.
It is a blackout in rage.
Never, if I've ever seen it.
I feel like he really did. I feel like
he did.
I feel
he
like
saw
it,
red.
I think he saw red.
I think so too.
Walked on stage, slaps him hard
across
the face.
Uh-huh.
Walks back to his seat, breathes for about 2 seconds. Keep my wife's fucking name out of your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Keep my wife's fucking name out of your mouth.
Yes.
Chris Rock said, I will.
I just got slapped by Will Smith.
And the
gag is too, I thought it was a skit in the beginning.
I did, and I thought everything was a skit mm-hmm. until he sat in his seat
same.
And started
keep
yelling.
Name,
that was the realest
fucking mouth.
Yell I've ever
oh,
heard.
That, but that's what I was like, oh, this is real.
Whenever he did that, I said, holy shit, this is
same.
About to be big.
Like, this is like, holy fucking shit. By the way, this happened at the Oscars. The most prestigious award
I would
show.
Say this is the most prestigious.
I think it's the most, uh-huh. I would say.
This
is the
like
Oscars.
The place to not do this. If there were ever a place
to not,
it would be the in the middle of a baptism and at the Oscars uh-huh, or at uh-huh, a wedding.
Absolutely.
Like, this is the time that like
you don't do it.
Now, so we're going to go into some details in this, and me and Manny yeah. want to give our thoughts. Everybody has a different opinion
yeah,
on this.
Totally.
Everybody's got a different spin mm-hmm. on what they would do or what they think or mm-hmm. about the joke. One, as we know now, Jada has come out that she has alopecia. That's why her hair is short like that.
I've always known I've known since she came out with it.
Yeah.
And I thought that was like a widely known thing, but a lot of people did not know.
And she did say she doesn't care what other people think about it. She did say that. I think she does a little, and that's totally okay. She has every fucking right to.
I mean, that sucks. Autoimmune diseases, as one that has one, I know it sucks. You can't do anything about it. It's not something you're just like, oh, let me take a pill to stop it. Like, it's literally your own body attacking your body. You can't really do much.
Do much. So it's got to be frustrating.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that. And Chris Rock did come out and publicly say he did not know. So he didn't make the joke knowing she had alopecia. Actually, I just saw he just came out and said he did not know she had alopecia.
Yeah. And the thing is, was it his joke or was it written?
I don't know. I don't know if he would.
I don't either. Like, I don't know. Because I feel like a lot of people were saying like, oh, he was reading a prompter.
I'm sure.
Oh, it wasn't even a joke. He didn't write it. And I'm like, well, how do you know?
All these things are approved, of course, before they go live on TV and air. So whether he has a writer, which most people at that level do have a writer.
Did you fucking see that Amy Schumer? Like, she wanted to make that one joke.
Yeah.
That was really inappropriate. Yeah. And she was like, oh, but I couldn't make it.
This is what I'm talking about. Everything's approved for TV. So I'm sure the readers, like, the joke wasn't, I will say, wasn't like heavy. Like, it wasn't like really, really nasty and dark.
No.
Like,
the Chris one wasn't. The Chris one
was. It wasn't like extremely heavy and dark. Yeah. It was a little light, but because of the context behind it, it made it really insensitive and hurtful.
Well, Will knows. He knows her struggle. Like, he's probably been there. He understands, like, if she's mentally going through it heavily. Mm-hmm. So he's probably thinking, like, oh shit, like, my wife is visibly, like, very annoying, very upset about it. Like, this. Clearly is a thing.
I think for someone to get that mad at their wife being annoyed at a joke that was said or upset at a joke that was said, for someone to get that mad and take violence as action, I think something else definitely has to be going on in his world. There's no telling.
With Chris, potentially, too. Or Will in general.
By the way, I did my research to see if there was an ongoing beef that we don't know about between Chris Rock, and all I saw was friendship and a lot of it, which made me even more sad.
That's even weirder.
There is endless from like a young age of Chris and Will together, and Chris, Will, and Jada together. So part of me feel like Chris probably thought this is a safe space, because I'm going to tell you something. If I have to make jokes about prestigious people, I'm coming for you first, because that's my safe space.
Exactly.
It's a fucking safe space.
And you're like, oh my God, I can make a joke about anything. God.
Thank God, because I know him really well. Yes. Chris and Will and the Smith family, they know each other really well, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, even when they were talking about, like, in their apologies, it's very like, my friend Will, my friend Chris. And it's like, oh, you guys obviously know each other. You guys are obviously closer than like a regular friend would be. Like, I truly think the whole thing is really, really sad. I do think obviously that, like, the joke was in really poor taste.
It wasn't poor taste.
Knowing, I knew that she had alopecia though.
I did not know she had alopecia.
So I knew that. So I'm like, oh, that's like a shitty joke. But it's because I knew that she had an autoimmune disease.
I didn't know that. And I still thought, I was like, well, you know, a good thing to do is to joke on people's decisions, careers,
actions,
not appearances. Mm-hmm. Granted, again, this wasn't like, she's fucking ugly. You know what I mean? Like, totally. It wasn't like crazy, which I'm not excusing it. It was inappropriate. It was hurtful. I do not condone violence, and I think Will was wrong.
I completely agree. I do not condone violence whatsoever, and I truly feel that he could have absolutely gotten his point across by just yelling from the table.
Yes, he should have just
like dead
said,
ass. That's my real opinion.
Keep my wife's fucking name out of your mouth. And yeah, sure, that's going to be shocking, but it's walking not on stage and hitting someone, like, that is crazy.
Like, that really crosses such a boundary.
It crosses.
It really, really does. And it's like, listen, you could. I truly feel like you could get your point across by yelling from there and being super stern. Because in his yell, he was very stern.
Very.
It wasn't like a jokey, like,
the yell was the thing that turned me on to say, this is real.
So you almost, like, you don't even have to do that.
No. And here's the thing, like, knowing Chris Rock, knowing his history, knowing how he is and how he handled this situation tells me the information would have gone in if it was just verbal.
It would have processed.
Even if Will pulled him aside after the show and said, hey,
that's not appropriate.
I guarantee you, Chris probably would have never made a joke like that again, especially concerning their family. Like,
I honestly, for me, for real, I don't even know why he would ever do that. Because the thing is, it tainted, like, the movie that he was, he won.
It
and, like, the whole Williams family.
It took one of the best nights of his career and ruined the moment for him.
It really did. And I honestly, truly feel like it ruined the moment for
everyone.
The entire Oscars experience.
I think it ruined the Oscars experience.
Serena and Venus. Because, like, that, he was the dad of their movie.
Yeah.
What was it called? The movie's called King Richard.
Mm-hmm.
And he won for that portrayal. So, like, that completely negates it all. And me and Laura were kind of talking about this off camera, how there's, like, a lot of, like, repercussions that are happening because of what had happened. Like, for one, him pulling out from the Academy.
Yeah,
he self-pulled out.
Now, the Academy did announce that when that happened, people were pissed because they're like, Chris Rock deserves way more respect than this. Like, yeah. anybody else, like, he would have hit, you know, he would have been taken out or, totally. You know, or other people. And so they did end up saying, hey, yeah, we asked him to leave. He refused to leave. The Academy said
that. I wonder if that's true.
People are speculating that that's not true.
Like, for me, I'm just curious. I'm like,
because Will hasn't confirmed or denied that that happened.
And I'm like, are you guys just trying to save face? Dead ass. Like, I'm wondering, like, are you guys just literally, like,
because I think that would be really, really, really brave of them to make up a lie, because at any point Will could say, they did not ask me to leave the Oscars. Or if they did, I would have left. I don't think Will would lie after this. I think Will's in probably some be like, fuck hard me. Times I need to right really now.
Like yeah. get it together.
I don't think he would make up. Like I think they probably did ask him to leave.
You know, I feel like there's been like so much speculation with Will and Jada specifically. Like
there has
around
been.
The relationship. And I think that maybe in Will's mind, like, he wanted to, like, I don't know, even, like, protect her honor or, like, something like that. Because I feel like he's, I'm not saying it's right in any way, shape, or form. I'm literally just trying to, like, it's completely unacceptable. I'm trying to think of, like, what could be going through his mind during it. Because even, like, with the whole situation with, like, with August and Jada and all these different things, I'm like, what could be going through Will's head for him to, like, literally, like, act out in this way?
You know, I thought about it, too, that, too. And I was like, it really sucks because the thing is they chose to open up their relationship right. at the red table and talk mm-hmm. about it. And I don't see anything wrong with that. But this is why celebrities don't.
Oh, yeah.
Because now it's all that they're about. People will not let them live. They won't let them breathe. Jada doesn't love you. Jada doesn't oh, deserve sure. you. She don't love you, man, which none of that could be true. You don't right, know that. Right. You know, it's like different weird shit I'm sure has happened in your relationship at home. And like, can you imagine the spectacle that it's become?
I can't imagine.
And there's even been comments that have been like, and it's so sad to see, and I hate this, but they're like, Will, you did that for a woman that doesn't love you. I'm like, we're still going back to it. That like low-key
breaks my heart though yeah. when that is like said. Because it's like, because the thing is, weirdly, when I see those comments, it breaks my heart for Will too.
Yeah.
Because I don't know their life. Like, what if he-
I think Jada loves Will.
I do too. But what if he like is internally struggling about it?
Yeah.
Like we wouldn't ever know. And what if that was like part of him? He's like, oh, I need to like do something to prove that I do care for her.
Yeah.
And it was manifested in like a physical thing.
Yeah.
Like who knows like what it really is. Like what if he really is going through the gigs with her?
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, let me show that I really, really care. Well, we don't know. It's speculation.
We're going to bring Ty in for some of the repercussions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tyler, we want you in here.
Ty, come on in.
All right, 1 second. Let me get my camera set up.
We have a little camera on Tyler,
I
too.
I have a camera now. I don't even know, is it recording? I have no idea. What
did he say? Oh, fuck. Hello, we need headphones.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
We're good. Here.
I got something for you.
Ooh.
Give it to us.
You ready?
Is it food?
You ready?
Is it food?
Tyler, what's what? Going you're scared. On? Whoa! Tyler, that was so cool.
I got the sound bites.
Do it again.
Up. You ready?
What's going on?
Wait, I'm obsessed with that.
I'll have to turn it up.
We're gonna
I got sound Laura's bites. Sound bite too. You ready for hers?
Yes.
Laura, do you remember the sound bite you made?
I don't.
Oh my god, that's so
I
perfect. We need sound bites. We're gonna have to make some.
We're gonna have to make some more. We gotta get more of those.
Oh my god, that's so funny. Okay, Tyler, we're getting into the
repercussions. Anyways, okay, guys. Yes. The repercussions was he pulled himself from resigning from the Academy. Now a lot of people freaked out and were like, this is the craziest punishment ever.
Yep.
Let us explain what that punishment
is. Essentially, the Academy, for the most part, is just like an award show. Like it's an organization that commemorates like actors and like all the great things that they're doing. So him pulling himself from that literally just pulls himself from being able to vote for an Oscar.
So it really doesn't mean much.
It doesn't mean much,
but they're still investigating. Like they might, who knows, the Academy might be like, hey, you can't come back to any more shows. You can't win any more Oscars. Like that would really suck, obviously, because like not being able to win Oscars means that you're not going to get roles, because why would I cast you in a role if you can't be up for an Oscar, you know? So I seriously doubt, I mean, it was a slap. It's pretty serious, but I doubt that they would.
I doubt they would do that.
I do too. I really doubt. But the thing is, they're now opening up an investigation on April 18th.
Yeah.
They're going to come out with like what they're going to do.
What they're going to do. Yeah. What they're going to actually do.
But as well, so I don't know if you guys are aware, but when you're an actor, you're in the SAG, the Screen mm-hmm. Actors.
Yep, I knew that when you have to like, be
so
in it.
It's a union that they have. Yeah. So they're also investigating him. So
oh, wow. So it's a double.
There could
so
be
a double investigation. Nothing like this has happened exactly. before. So everybody's yeah. trying to figure out how to navigate it, because you have Chris Rock here mm-hmm. who literally got hit across the face at a procedure. Like,
it's insane. They're like what like very do we intense. Do?
So far, he has taken himself out of the academy. I don't think they yep. kicked him out. Am I correct on that?
I think he took himself
he
out.
He took himself out.
He took himself. Again, that was his resigned. Decision.
Yeah.
That's like the least.
But it's that the least he punishment done. He can. Yeah, it's exactly. It's the least he can done. It was but obviously like, an apology in that.
And
he did apologize to Chris publicly the next day. Mm-hmm. I would have liked to seen it in a speech, but Will is a human being and totally. It takes a lot. I'm not saying again that what he did was right, but it's like a lot to process what he did. I'm sure yeah. he is barely at the iceberg of processing it. Even Chris Rock came out with a statement said, I'm going to speak about it. It's going to be serious. It's going to be funny. But right now I'm processing it.
He's processing it. Yeah, because it's a very intense
Nothing
thing.
Nothing like this has ever happened.
No. And it's like also, again, Will is, we have to show him a little grace too in that situation. Because yeah. it's like he obviously had a very humane moment. He's a human
up.
Being.
He's a fucked human. Up.
He's human. Like we have to show him grace in that way. And like I think that's really, really important too.
I still like Will Smith because as a human myself where I have fucked up
Same.
And I have not been forgiven and I have been forgiven. Mm-hmm. I'm a human. He's a human. We mess up all the time, and I still love Will Smith. I do. I think he made a big mistake, and I think what he did was wrong. I think Chris Rock's joke was super insensitive and mm-hmm. wrong, and all will be forgiven.
It was
on my behalf.
I agree, and I think that it was a perfect storm in a way.
It was.
Because it was like the joke was inappropriate. What he did was inappropriate.
Correct.
It was doubly on both ends. Like there was like bad things. Obviously, it's not okay to ever attack. The slap was worse.
Yeah, the slap was worse. Because
obviously.
For the people who condone that violence and do agree with slapping someone across the face, you had to put yourself in a situation because as human beings, every single one of us has said something hurtful and insensitive mm-hmm. to someone, meaning it or not.
Totally.
Then do you think the person that you said it to should slap you in the face? Because if you agree with that, they're still humans. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they're celebrities.
And they can slap you for it.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. then you would agree that someone should slap you for saying
for something inappropriate.
Hurtful things. Yeah.
Especially the thing is too, like if Chris really did not know about the alopecia thing, like come on.
Well, especially yeah. when it's comedy too. Like it's
yes. comedy.
It's
comedy.
It's a joke. It wasn't meant in a, hey, your wife's balding.
The
like,
whole
it's
point
not like
is
he's saying
it's a
that.
Joke. That's
Sometimes
the whole
comedy
point.
Stings a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a little bit. Yeah, there's like a little truth
mean,
in it all.
The year before, Ty Hu did the hosting the year before, and he ripped their asses
Ricky Gervais.
Apart.
Yeah.
He I mean, he destroyed them. I watched
but
it again.
But that's like kind of the point, harsh. Though.
And no one slapped him in the face.
Exactly. It's kind of the point.
I guarantee you there would have been a different reaction. Chris Rock, I'm going to say this. Yes, he's always been famous, but not relevant. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Not as relevant as Will Smith.
Not nearly as relevant as Will Smith.
Yeah.
But now I feel like we're tapping into who Chris Rock is and mm-hmm. getting to appreciate his genius. I love Chris Rock.
Yeah, I've always loved him and everything.
He handled it so well.
Oh, man.
In Madagascar?
He's
in Madagascar, right?
Yeah. He's a zebra.
Oh, the zebra. He's so fucking good in that.
I don't think he could have handled it in a better way.
Same. I think he really, really handled it well when he was like, well, he just slapped me across the face and we're going to keep this moving.
That's the greatest line of TV.
But him standing back there after he presented the award, it looked like he wanted to cry. And I could 100%. Tell it would be like, I don't think they're best friends like me and you, but it'd be like if some up here in the industry walked up and slapped me in the face.
That would be literally fucking crazy.
Great.
It would be crazy.
Imagine
that's exactly
the
what
level
it's
like. That it was. Like he looks
at a beauty
so
event.
Sad.
We're at a beauty event.
I was heartbroken. No, on stage in front of everyone.
On stage, we're at a beauty event. On stage, let's say it's the AIA Awards, let's just say.
Okay.
And someone comes across and slaps you in the face, that's a beauty guru.
I would
faint.
Not have had the balls or the guts to stay on the stage. And Chris Rock did, and he finished the job like a professional.
And I think that's amazing.
So, yeah. And you know, and like we're finding all these videos of, I don't know, of like Chris Rock's greatness. So I think this is a really great time
for him.
I think it is in a weird way. I think the universe works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
I think God works in mysterious ways. And if it takes a slap in the face for us to acknowledge what a great person you are, then so be it. But
so
Chris Rock, he's awesome.
He rocks.
He rocks.
Chris rocks.
I love him.
You guys, we were also talking about this one thing too that really was like so profound to me that Laura was saying, and I thought it was like so prevalent to this situation that it basically was, if you want to say it, if you want to repeat it yourself.
So me and Manny were talking about like, wow, like now his movies on Netflix are being put
everything's
on hold.
Paused, everything's canceled. And the thing is, we know wholeheartedly that other things have happened in Hollywood that are way worse than just a slap. Like things that have happened that are much more shady, much more like terrible things going on behind the scenes, and people just barely even get a slap on the wrist.
And their movies aren't put on
and
hold.
And their movies, exactly, and their movies aren't getting put on hold. But
so Hollywood/social media, it's not really the crime. it's the amount of press that what happened.
How much press did the crime get?
How much press did that crime get? So
that's where the real issue. It's not actually the thing.
Yeah.
It's not what happened. It's how big the thing that happened got. So for example, because it was a slap, and yeah, we're not condoning a slap, but because it's a slap and it got as big as it got, the Oscars have to make it a statement. People have to make statements. It's gotten so big.
Movies have to pull.
Yes.
All those things have. But again, celebrities have done way worse than what Will Smith has done and gotten way less punishment. Same thing in social media, mm-hmm. And cancel culture. It doesn't matter to people about the crime.
It's how big the crime got.
How much press did it get?
It's the
truth. And that's sad.
It's sad. Firsthand, I can fully relate to it.
Yeah.
I truly can, because even back in the day with me, like getting online socially canceled, stuff like that, being canceled for being a bad friend, for me it wasn't like the crime.
People have done a lot worse
than me, and like I lost so much more, but because it got so much press and how big it got, I was the worst person in the world for being a quote-unquote bad friend. And so it's about how big it really gets. It's not about what is done. It's about how big it got,
and that's what all that matters, which that's horrible.
It's horrible. It's terrible. And I see all over the place, and I'm seeing all over Twitter people being like, oh well, this person did this and this person did that. Yeah, they did. And I'm like, but how big did it get?
Yeah. Hollywood doesn't care and doesn't make decisions based off them being genuine and trying to have good people and make good decisions. No, it's about a look.
Is it going to hurt the wallet? Uh-huh. Is it going to hurt the accounts?
That's all that matters.
Is it
going to
hurt the academies? Is it going to hurt X, Y, and Z? That's what they care about. They don't give a fuck about what's actually being done. They care about, oh my God, like how much press is this actually getting? Mm-hmm. And that's just the true tea.
We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back after this.
Period. We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
We are back here on Full Coverage, and we are on to our next story, and it includes Blac Chyna.
Baby, the fact that she's trying to sue the Kardashians, ooh, saying that, what, that she needs money?
Yeah. She said the Kardashians and Jenners are the reason her and Rob's TV show got canceled.
Baby, it was canceled because the show was bad. I'm sorry, but that's just true tea. It wasn't a good show.
I'll say the comments are rough.
They're not in favor of Blac Chyna, is what we're trying to say. They're
like, girl, you can't sue people because your TV show wasn't good. You can't.
It's true tea, but read the
thing. There's more.
Read the thing.
There's a lot going on with Blac Chyna right now.
It's kind of shocking. I didn't even know it was like that.
Yeah, I didn't either. She said, yesterday I had to give up 3 of my cars.
Out of your 20?
Out of 20. I'm just kidding. We don't know how many cars you have. 3 cars. My reasons, moral beliefs, being a single mother with no support. I am mama.
My favorite part about this is actually the responses she got to it from Rob and Tyga.
Can you imagine being in a world where you're like complaining about giving up 3 cars? How many do you have?
I can't imagine. And the fact that she's like morals and values.
There are people. This is not single mom life. This is not relatable to the single mamas out there.
No.
You know, that's like.
Is she trying to be though, or is she trying to complain? Like, I don't think she's trying to be relatable. She's like, oh my God, 3 of my cars are getting me. It's delusion is what it is. So the gag is Rob actually commented on it, and I literally screamed. Rob, actually, was it Tyga first?
Tyga.
19 hours ago. 18, yes, it was Tyga was
Tyga
first.
Tyga came in first.
He said, I pay 40K a year for my son's school, and he lives with me Monday through Saturday. Why would I pay child support?
LOL.
Baby, that means 6 days of the week.
He's got his kid.
He's got his kid. And you get one day?
And he's paying Sunday? The $40,000 a year
for school
tuition.
And now we have Rob coming in hot.
What's Rob have to say?
I pay 37K a year for my daughter's school. I handle every single medical expense. I pay for all her extracurricular activities. I have my daughter from Tuesday to Saturday. Why would I pay child support? LOL.
Yo, they ratted her
questions.
Out. They ratted her out. Ratted I bet she never expected that.
So Rob, she has Rob's child mm-hmm. 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Tyga's one.
One.
And she's asking for child support?
So it gets crazier. Now that came out, really press heated up on her because they're like, dude, you should see the amount. These comments from Tyga and Rob have almost 100,000 likes on them.
No, they're like, they popped off essentially. They really, really popped off. But the thing is like, how are you going to be like, I think that she really was trying to throw herself a pity party here.
Yeah.
And be like, I sold 3 of my cars because of my morals and single mom life.
Yeah.
And it's like, listen, I'm not saying that like,
but her she doesn't have a hard life.
She could. Who knows?
Pointing a finger and exactly. saying these daddies don't do nothing.
They do. They ain't do shit for me.
That's what that says.
Or my babies.
Because she said single mom life as yeah. in not getting help with your child. Like you may be a single mom, but like if a dad is like a single dad too.
The thing is, she wants their money for herself.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they're paying for their school. They're paying for medical expenses, like all these kind of things. They're paying for the child's things, not her things. And that's what she wants.
That's what she wants.
She's like, oh, single mom life is so hard. It's like, no. This isn't about you. It's about your child. And they're taking care of the child. And you have them 1 to 2 days a week.
So girl. So after this what? Happened, she then goes on to sue the Kardashians, uh-huh. announced that she's suing them. Yes. And then it gets a little crazier. She makes an Instagram post, which she did take down pretty quickly, but TikTok was quicker. They caught it. And it said, I'm suing the Kardashians and I'm also doing any promotions at a discounted rate right now. So basically she's asking to be invited, you know, to host a party or,
at a club,
do some, whatever.
Do some ads.
She's got a discounted rate right now to get that money. Girl, it's a mess. It's a mess.
I honestly, like, there's truly, like, no words for me. Like, I just think it's so, like, insane. It's like, the whole thing is just so delusional, I guess.
And the baby daddies kind of, like, ratted her out. They ratted her out.
They did. But they almost, like, put her in her place, though. Because that was, like, that's completely out. If that's, like, literally outlandish lies, making it seem like they do nothing when they literally are the majority caretaker. Yeah. It's the very, like, no, what you want is spousal support.
Yeah.
You don't want child support. You want spousal support. You want money from them for you, and it's not for your kid.
Yeah.
Because they're taking care of the kid.
But the thing is, I feel like Black China has money, so I feel like it may not be the most money for the lifestyle she wants
or as much as they have. Yeah, but she has it.
I don't see Rob do nothing, but my God, he's a Kardashian.
Yes.
Tyga works.
Oh, baby. He's putting work in constantly.
Constantly. I see him doing shows and doing stuff all the time. He works.
But the thing is, look at like Rob saying, he's like, I pay for things and I have my child 5 days.
What more of the do seven. You want?
What else do you want? No, she wants money.
Yeah, it's the money. All right.
I just think it's crazy.
Next story, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis got married. You guys.
In Vegas.
How funny is this? The night after the Grammys or after?
Literally it's after the Grammys.
They went and got married at a chapel.
At like 1:30 in the morning.
At a chapel in Vegas.
That is so cute to me in a weird way. Like, I think it's so like classic.
I do too. I love it.
And like this weird way. And they wanted an Elvis impersonator.
They specifically asked for an Elvis impersonator to read them their vows and marry them.
Yes, and marry them. And they're going to, of course, like celebrate later on.
They said they will have further celebrations.
Yes, but the fact that they did it, like, they got hitched.
I feel like it's so, like, Hollywood, but I feel like it's, like, so classic. Like, I love it.
It's classic and it's Hollywood. It's glam.
It's perfect for them.
It's so, like, them.
It's so them.
It's actually more Travis than I would expect Kourtney.
I feel like Travis brings out the best in Kourtney.
I do, too, and I feel like... I'm not going to say that Kourtney brings out the best in Travis because I don't know. Because he just seems very chill and like he's chill with her and it brings out her chillness too.
I agree so much. I love it. Okay, what's our last story?
Our last one, at least we have Kim speaks out on her little statement.
Okay,
that she made.
Her statement was, get your ass up and get to work. Get your fucking asses up and get to work.
No one wants to work these days.
From Who was it? Vanity Fair.
I think it was Vanity Fair. The soundbite?
Yeah, the soundbite was Vanity Fair. Mm-hmm. And they were doing an interview and
the interview basically was like, you're like, okay, so like, did you notice and get this big? And she was like, she didn't apologize for it. She explained what she was talking about. She said that she was getting asked something previously and she was already kind of in a heated mood.
Because mm-hmm. of the previous conversation. Because of the
conversation they had already had.
They removed, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And so it kind of like became this soundbite moment that everyone has, obviously everyone's used it. It's fucking, at this point, it's become humongous. This little like get your fucking ass up and work thing.
It exploded.
It exploded off the shelves. So, and like everyone's been using it as soundbites. Every press article I see is like using that as something. It's gotten to an iconic point.
I was trying to see to confirm who. It's Variety.
Oh, it's Variety. See, it was V's.
That's why I wanted to confirm because I thought I was wrong. V's. So it was actually Variety, and they stole the piece and just plugged it. And it made her look really bad. And she further explained herself that they removed the context mm-hmm. of the question before. And then this kind of rolled into that answer. Mm-hmm. And they pulled it and plugged it for this. And they made her look horrible.
It did. And then, honestly, like, I feel like when I watched it, I will say I really did understand, like, why it got so big. Because I did feel like I did understand what people were saying with the fact that Kim, like, she had a level up from a lot of people.
Agreed.
It's so true. Like, obviously, we know that. But I think that if... I don't think that she's coming for people. Like I think that it's one of those things where it's like people try to take what they hear and apply it to them almost.
As much as they can.
They're like, oh, she's talking about me. And it's like, no.
I'm not lazy. I work so hard. I'm going to go the fuck off on Kim.
Then she's clearly not talking about you.
Not even about that.
I think people try to take it.
Anything that someone says. So for me, when I heard it, I was like, actually, like, in my life, that's inspiring because anything that I have or have created has taken a fucking crazy amount of work. Mm-hmm. I'm talking 14-hour days, mm-hmm. 7 days a week. It has taken me shocking myself how much I've put myself through to be able to make things fucking happen.
I couldn't agree more.
So when I heard her say that, I was like, yeah, if you do want something, you're going to have to fucking, it's that, hard. Honestly,
you guys, our first impressions immediately from even hearing that, I was like, mm-hmm, that makes sense.
It's true.
Like, I wasn't, like, thinking of it in I'm the way Courtney, of, like,
so you're, true.
Like, so true.
I didn't mean it, like.
No, of course, and we're not saying, like.
You don't work you hard don't work. Because you have to work hard to get something. Everybody's but working hard. But I
understood
hard.
What the point was. Like, we understood, like, where the point was coming from of, like, being like, oh, like. You know, you have to work hard for what you want and what you get. And, like, I understood that. And, like, we're not saying that Kim hasn't had it easier.
She has.
She definitely has.
She's been privileged.
But the
she
point,
came from a wealthy family.
Absolutely.
She's had it easier.
She's had it way easier than the vast majority of people yes. by far.
Yes.
But I think the point what she was saying was that, like, oh, people, like, just don't want to work these days and they want things to happen for themselves from nothing. And it's like,
you
oh, I can
make
understand
it
that. You have to make it happen.
You got to put the work in. You got to make it happen.
You gotta put the work. It reminded me of fucking Princess and the Frog. You gotta put the work in.
Princess and the Frog. That was her whole thing.
You
gotta
put the work. You have to put your work in and make your dreams come true. Like the star only goes halfway.
But I'm gonna say something, and this may make some people mad, and I'm okay with that. Uh-huh. Like it's okay to disagree with me.
Yeah, totally.
If you think Kim hasn't done anything but put out one sex tape and became a billionaire off just nothing, delusion.
Delusion. It's delusion.
Guys, she worked. It may not be the work that you agree with, and it may not be what you may not consider a 10-hour photo shoot work. You may consider that fun and think it's bullshit.
Totally.
You may not consider getting hair and makeup and doing press work.
Totally.
You know, all the things that mm-hmm. she does and meetings and all, some people may not consider that work. It's work. Mm-hmm. She does it.
It doesn't mean that it's labor intensive.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean that you're not like, that you're she's not on like her feet 9 hours working a freaking waiting job. Listen, there's varieties of work.
Absolutely.
There's levels and ebbs and flows, and like working a fucking double shift, baby, the amount of work that takes is impossible and it's so hard. But it doesn't mean that Kim doesn't work in her way.
Exactly.
Or in some capacity.
You can't discredit another woman's work just because it's different work. From yours, because I've had jobs where my feet pulsed at the end of
the night.
Oh my
god, me too. We've all had that. Pain.
We've all gone through mm-hmm. that. So it's like I still consider, like, I think she's really smart, and I think she's taken every single opportunity that she does have and she mm-hmm. is privileged with and turned it into something.
To what it is.
Because a lot of people are privileged, and a lot of people have had resources, and they didn't do shit with it.
100%.
And Kim did, so.
But she did, and I think that a lot of people, like, see that, and they're like, ugh.
I've hit my head on this fucking shelf, like, 8 times.
You're kidding!
I've had to move. I gotta get used to the shelf.
But you also have to, like, turn, if you, like, turn, like this too. Like,
I also need to sit up.
That too.
There's a lot of things happening. There's things happening. Maybe it knocks some sense into me.
Yeah, there you go. It's boom. You're like suddenly you're like, you hit yourself. You're like, oh, Kim's wrong.
Like, Kim's a lazy
she's
bitch.
A lazy whore. No, but listen. No, I think the point, it's like the whole thing of like, maybe the messenger wasn't right, but the message correct. Was.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And then they, you have to work for what you want. And I think that's all like the, really the message was. You have to kind of see through the, like the muck and the smog to get through that. But that's what the point was. And when I heard that she said mm-hmm. that, I was like, oh, I totally know what she's saying.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily like, oh, because Kim said it. I was like, yeah, Kim's so right. It's like, oh, the message is, I understand.
Yeah.
You can only wish on a star and they only make half the work.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, take it how you want it.
Totally.
Again, it's crazy because like as humans, we like, this is my opinion.
And it's right.
And
only.
It's right. Mm-hmm. And this is the only opinion. And I'm going to leave a paragraph comment telling you why yours is wrong.
Yep.
No, we can both be right. Mm-hmm. You can be right in your world and I can be right in mine. And I think that's what makes us human yep. is that we all view situations differently. And
absolutely.
That's okay.
And the thing is, it's funny because we've been in both worlds slightly. I mean, yeah. I don't know what it's fucking like to be Kim, obviously.
Yeah.
But like the fact that I do what I do now and I've worked like the 2 years as a waiter, volleyball coach, always on my feet.
Yeah.
Doing those jobs. I've done those working at Sephora, working at Mac, working those like
working
8 to 10 hours.
I've been a waitress.
Baby.
I've been a cashier. I've been a working medical assistant.
Working Black Friday. I've worked Black Friday. Yep. I've done those things. And so that takes like crazy intense labor effective work, but I'm not using my mind as much when I'm doing things like that.
Yeah.
That's how it was for me. Like, I was like, oh, if I'm stocking stuff, I'm not really like, I'm stocking and I'm working manually.
Even when,
but when
I
I'm
was
doing
like,
stuff like this
on a register, it was mind
it's
numbing.
Work.
Like,
it's
I didn't
work.
Even have to think
no, yeah.
to ring or look at the register to ring people up. Mm-hmm. It's different.
It's
it doesn't
different.
Discredit either people.
No, exactly. It's just different kinds of work. It's more labor intensive, more manual. And what I do now is more like methodical and more like mentally draining, and I'm not as physically drained as I was in the past.
Yeah,
it's just a different kind of work, and they're both yeah. that doesn't mean either of them are right or wrong. It's just a different kind.
Yep. And that's what we have to accept. At the end of the day, we're all different. We all have different experiences and we all come from different backgrounds. Therefore, mm-hmm. we're all going to think and handle every situation differently.
Exactly.
All right, that wraps up this week's episode.
Thank you so much for listening, you guys. We love you guys so much. And thank you so much for 100K subscribers.
Woo, woo.
So awesome. We love all of our listeners, too. Of course, if you guys are listening, we appreciate you and we love you. You guys are fucking incredible.
Yeah.
And we just want to say we appreciate you. So we've been like, what, 31, 32 episodes in, and we've been having so much fun with the pod. And like even us, like we're like kind of, you know, making it more homey for us. And we really, really enjoy it.
We love you guys.
And we want to sometimes, oh my gosh, we say that we kind of want sometimes like have like something crazy happens. We can like upload another
episode.
I know we talked about it a little bit.
Yeah.
We kind of want to like, if there's something that happens, like we obviously film like twice a month,
mm-hmm.
right? And we're thinking, I'm like, well, what if we have like moments to be able to do more?
Yeah.
If we can. Let us know what you guys think. Like if we can make that happen, like if you guys are interested in that, let us know.
Let us know. Thank you guys. We love you guys.
Mwah. Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.